Los Angeles daryosi sohillari 20-asr boshida yuz bergan kuchli toshqinlardan so'ng beton bilan qoplangan. Yaqinda minglab ko'ngillilar bu yerda qish davomida yig'ilgan chiqindilarni tozalash uchun to'plandi. Bugun daryo yana asl holiga qaytgandek, ko'ngillilar bundan xursand.
Well, it's beginning to look a little better. I mean, my memory of the river is people having a
Daryoning ko'rinishi ancha yaxshilandi. Yoshligimda bu yerda quruq beton ustida odamlar mashinada poyga uyushtirardi, deydi ko'ngillilardan biri Karol Henning. ...1978-yilda suratga olingan mashhur Moy badiiy filmida Los Angeles daryosi tasvirlangan. Hozir sohilning ayrim qismlari yana dam olish maskaniga aylantirildi. Endi bu yer shahar chiqindixonasi emas, deydi shoir Lewis McAdams. U 1986-yilda daryo do'stlari deb nomlangan guruh tuzgan.
Now it is increasingly the front yard of the city. People don't ignore it. More and more people come down.
Daryo shahar bezagiga aylandi. 24-chi hasharimiz bu. Hisob kitobimizga ko'ra, tozalash ishlari natijasida shu kunga qadar Los Angeles daryosidan deyarli yarim tonna axlat chiqqan, deydi u. Daryoda topilgan narsalar odamni hayratga soladi, deydi Disney kompaniyasidan kelgan yana bir ko'ngilli Jon Dubler.
You find snack bags and clothing. It's amazing some of the things you see.
Plastik paketlar va kiyimlar ko'p topiladi. Hatto kompakt disklar ham bor, deydi u. Jack Lebig ham ko'ngillilardan biri.
Tons and tons of plastic bags. I think that's the number one. And they're buried underneath here.
Selofan paketlar tonnalab chiqadi. Eng ko'p chiqindi shu yer ostiga ko'milib ketgan, deydi u. Har yil o'tkaziladigan hashar o'z samarasini bermoqda. Daryo atrofi tozalanib, u o'zining tabiiy holiga qaytmoqda. Behzod Muhammadiy, Washington.